This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And on the evening of February 12th, the fire destroyed several buildings at the Hole in the Wall Camp. It's an amazing place right here in Connecticut. They do wonderful things for ill children and help them get through the tough times they're going through. Ray Dunaway and Brian Shackman talked with Jimmy Canton, CEO of the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, earlier last week. And there was some great information on there. We're trying to do whatever we can to help them rebuild, open as soon as they can, and help out the kids in Connecticut. And I figured, what's a better thing than run that during this segment? Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
As a young person with special needs, like, you know, illnesses and such, place where you can go get a little shelter and have a little fun with the summer.
The Hole in the Wall Gang Camp started in the late 80s with Paul Newman. And it basically brings the experience of camp to everybody. And it's just been an incredible organization, something Connecticut's been extremely proud to have.
Should be, yes.
For a long time. And they had this horrible fire, and they're investigating it now. And Aaron Kupek's reporting this morning that it does not appear to be suspicious, but there's about rebuilding and figuring out what happened. And we want to welcome in Jimmy Canton, the CEO of the Hole in the Wall Camp. Jimmy, good morning.
Mr. President, good morning.
Good morning, Ray and Brian. Nice to be here.
Yeah, listen, we're sorry to hear about what happened.
Yeah.
I guess, just real quick, do you have any updates into what actually did happen?
You know, on Friday night, I got a call from the camp director. He had been alerted by the alarm company. He was on site on the edge of the property, and he was told that there's a fire. We received, you know, fire alarms, messages quite a bit, and so he went outside to check, and he saw the flames. He called us immediately and let us know. The fire departments started to arrive, and we are so grateful that they did get there. When they did, it saved a number of other really, really important structures to us, our dining hall and our infirmary. So if it was not for the collective efforts of the fire departments and from the state Troop C, we would be in a much more devastating place right now. The fire marshal I spoke with on Saturday, he was there all night assessing the situation.
Yeah.
His findings were that it's undetermined. The cause is undetermined. It's still under investigation. And yeah, we're just our insurance company is in looking at the site right now, so we're waiting for them to complete their work so that we can begin to clean the site.
So at this point, we don't know how much insurance will cover. Would that be fair enough to say, Jimmy?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. And you know, I've had that question a couple times about insurance, and you know, that the insurance that those buildings are 35 years old, and today we're serving a population very different than we were 35 years ago. We're serving more children and families, thousands more, so the sheer volume of that space needs to hold more people. We need to convert it into more universally accessible spaces. And certainly with the year-round programs, when camp was designed, it was a summer camp. We're a year-round program right now, so much more robust.
Wow.
HVAC. In essence, in short, the insurance money is going to be helpful, but far from what we need.
Okay.
To build the facility that meets the needs of our children and families today.
But also the energy I'm getting is that this is an opportunity to make the camp even better, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, talk about, so Travelers will match up to $1 million donated, right? So you could get out of this whole effort specific to Travelers, you could generate $2 million to help rebuild. Is that correct?
Wow.
Yes. Breathtaking. I mean, we were blown away that they stepped up. And I have to tell you that the Travelers is a company. I mean, they're the strongest corporate partners that we have. They're just remarkable. They've been so close, wed to our side, shortly after our founder passed and have promised to always be there for us. And that's exactly what they've done. They're a company that's supposed to be there when times get really tough, and that's what they've been for hole in the wall for a long time. So this matching gift, that's right out of our founder's playbook. Like that is inviting the community to please be involved. Paul always knew that our success and the strength of camp would be measured on the involvement of the community, and that's exactly what Travelers is inviting folks to do. We've received, so far, 2,000 donations have come in to support camp, about 1,000 through Facebook and GoFundMe. We've had camper families and staff members opening GoFundMe pages. Nearly 1,000 gifts have come in already from the match. So it's astonishing, and it is the greatest consolation at this time.
Jimmy, if you could, you mentioned just a while ago that the mission has somewhat changed in 35 years the camp has been existent. What exactly is the mission of the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp?
We exist to provide a different kind of healing to children whose lives have turned upside down with serious illness, and we're serving children throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and all free of charge. And today we're serving many more families than camp was started to serve. So back in 88, we served 288 children, all with serious illnesses, life-threatening conditions, sickle cell anemia, cancer, HIV. Jeez. And today we will serve 20,000 children and family members annually, many of those children and family members multiple times over the course of the year. And we're not only serving children and families on camp, but in 40 hospitals between Boston and Philadelphia and in camper homes and local neighborhoods. So the camp has really gone from a physical place to a way of being, to a way to facilitate friendship and healing.
Jimmy Canton, CEO of the Hole in the Wall Camp, on with Brian and Ray here on WTIC News Talk 10. A couple quick questions here. Number one is how far along are you toward getting that full match from Travelers?
Yeah.
Right now we have gifts and pledges totaling about 400,000.
Okay, so almost halfway there.
Days.
And so, and people, if they want to get involved, they can go to the Hole in the Wall website. Is that the camp website has the link for that? I believe if you go to holeinthewallgang.org, you can find a link to it. Is that correct?
Exactly right. And okay. we have a banner on the website that'll direct you to the landing page that we created for this. It's just the landing page is Rebuild Camp Fund.
My last quick question here, and Ray, I'm sure has more to ask you, but is if you had a blue sky scenario, how much money would you need to make the camp as accessible and open as you want it to be in the 21st century?
Tough one.
What's that number?
It's for this complex, it's several million. There's still more that we can do around the camp as we try to dream bigger dreams. We've got families that are at the core of what we do. We're starting to serve more ultra-rare disease. So we're pivoting in that direction. We have survivors of illnesses now that are that continue to need service. So, you know, whereas camp used to stop at the traditional age of 15, we have opportunities to serve 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, you know, who are still struggling. So there's a heck of a lot more that we can do. So, that's what I would say, Brian.
Okay. And we'll do a little more blue skying, because I'm glad you asked that, by the way. You know, ultimately, what do you see the mission being? You're doing it already, and it's grown considerably. And I was not aware that you went all year. Holy moly.
On site, it's hard to go in the middle of winter, but our hospital outreach program is 4 out of 5 days a week, every week of the year.
Well, here's what we want to do. We're going to stay in touch with you. And let's see if there's something specific we might be able to help with. So, you know, let us know. Once again, Brian, you gave the address. You can do it online right now.
Yep.
If you so desire. It's holeinthewallgang.org.
I believe. Let me just double check. Yes. It is holeinthewallgang.org. Correct.
Okay. Hey, yes. Jimmy, it's a pleasure.
Holeinthewallgang.org.
Okay. We're here to help. Let us know. We'll get everybody in on this thing and see if we can get you where you want to be. Okay.
Thank you so much, Ray and Brian.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Again, that was Ray Dunaway and Brian Shackman talking with Jimmy Canton, the CEO of the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. If you want to help out, you can visit their website, www.holeinthewallgang.org/rebuildcampfund. It's a beautiful place. They're just doing what they can to help these children make the best of their lives. Again, tragedy fell on them February 12th when fire destroyed many of the buildings and put a damper on a lot of hearts that love that place. So if you can do anything, holeinthewallgang.org/rebuildcampfund. And let's see what we can do for these children in the camp, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.